Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the Fluid Control Research Institute under the Government of India, Ministry of Heavy Industries, invites applications for the position of personnel officer on a deputation basis. This recruitment is crucial for individuals looking to enhance their careers in a prestigious organization. The ideal candidate must hold a graduate degree from a recognized university and possess relevant work experience as outlined in the detailed job notification. With one vacancy available for the personnel officer post, the position offers a pay level 10 as per the 7 CPC with an upper age limit of 56 years and a tenure of 3 years. Candidates are encouraged to review the specific duties that emphasizes experience in central government rules, labor laws and various civil service regulations. Interested applicants must visit the website at https://www.fcriindia.com. The Government of India, Ministry of Defence, announces an exciting opportunity for candidates interested in the position of tradesman mate under the Indian Navy. The recruitment is conducted by absorption at the headquarters, Western Naval Command, Mumbai. Eligible applicants include tradesmen, mates or multitasking staff, non-industrial or ministerial serving in the Navy or individuals in analogous positions from the Defence Services. This position is classified as General Central Service Group C, non-gazetted, industrial in the pay matrix level 1. The upper age limit for applicants is set at 56 years as of the application closing date. A minimum qualification of completion of the 10th standard from a recognized institution along with a certificate from a recognized industrial institute, ITI, in the relevant trade is required. If you are interested, please visit the official website. Kindly go on to https://mod.gov.in for more details and to access the application form. The Government of India, through the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, is inviting applications for the position of Staff Car Driver Grade 2, Group C, Non-Gazetted Ministerial at the Fisheries Survey of India, Mumbai. This vacancy is available on a deputation basis for a duration of 5 years and in Level 4 as per the 7th CPC pay matrix. Applicants must be officers from the central government who either hold analogous post on a regular basis or have 9 years of service in PB1. The role will be based in Vishakhapatnam and candidates must not exceed the age limit of 56 years as of the closing date of applications. Interested candidates should submit their applications via the prescribed format in duplicate within 60 days of the advertisement's publication. Applications submitted after the due date or without the necessary documentation will not be considered. For further details and to access the application form, kindly visit https://www.minfahd.gov.in. The Archaeological Survey of India, a prominent institution under the Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of Superintending Archaeological Architect, Group A, Gazetted Non-Ministerial, at Level 11 as per the 7 CPC pay matrix. This recruitment aims to fill one vacancy through deputation, including short-term contract from eligible officers within central government, state government, union territory administrations, autonomous bodies, statutory organizations, public sector undertakings or recognized universities and institutes. Candidates must hold an analogous post on a regular basis in their parent cadre or have 5 years of service in level 10 post or equivalent. Interested candidates must submit their applications in the prescribed format, including a detailed biodata or CV, by following the guidelines provided online. The maximum age limit for applicants is 56 years, as on the last date of application submission. For more information and to access the application form, kindly visit https://asi.nic.in or go on to the www.employmentnews.gov.in. The National Museum, New Delhi, a subordinate office under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, is inviting applications for the post of Deputy Curator, Anthropology, Group A, Gazetted, Non-Ministerial, in Level 10. This position is available through deputation, including short-term contract or promotion within the National Museum. Interested candidates should ensure their applications reach the administrative officer at the National Museum, Janpath, New Delhi, within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For detailed information regarding essential qualifications, experience, eligibility, age limit and the biodata or CV performer, please visit the National Museum's website at www.nationalmuseumindia.gov.in. Utkal University, an institution recognized under NAAC A+, invites applications in the prescribed format from eligible Indian citizens for the engagement of an RBI chair professor. The areas of preferred specializations include institutional finance, financial capability, economics of the social sector, green financing, rural financing, and allied fields. The last date for submission of the filled application and related documents is 21 days from the date of this advertisement's publication in the Employment News. Candidates interested in this prestigious position can find further details, including terms and conditions, academic qualifications, and application procedures on the Utkal University website. Kindly go on to www.utkaluniversity.nic.in. Hansraj College, University of Delhi, is seeking applications for the position of a librarian on a permanent basis. The position is at academic level 10 as per the 7 CPC recommendations, and candidates will receive the usual allowances as per the University of Delhi. The last date for application submission is 21 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Applicants are encouraged to carefully review the eligibility criteria and general instructions before applying. The college reserves the right to change the nature of the post or to not fill the position entirely. For further information and updates, candidates should refer to the college website at hansrajcollege.ac.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.